producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It finally happened. Salmon will be the first genetically engineered animal you can eat. Food and Drug Administration put its stamp of approval on the genetically modified organisms, saying there's reasonable certainty of no harm.
There's something strange in the water.
They're being dubbed Frankenfish.
Frankenfish. Frankenfish.
The new genetically modified super salmon.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Scientists injected Atlantic salmon eggs with a growth hormone gene from a Pacific salmon.
You're a googly moogly.
Then added genetic material from an ocean pouch.
I wouldn't approve of that.
That don't sound good.
If the FDA decides the new fish is not much different than fish today, it will not require a special label.
Well, believe it or not, friends, that was from 2010, a great crossfade that Superdon put together on the Robert Scott Bell Show 5+ years ago. That was covering an issue that now is back in the front page, the headlines everywhere. Genetically modified salmon is safe to eat and can be sold in the U.S., the Fear and Death Administration says. Super Don, you know how fresh you are? I mean, that salmon didn't go bad 5 years later.
No preservatives in that salmon either, right?
Wow, that was impressive. I mean, the thing is, they said it all those years ago. They telegraphed. They said, oh, no, it's probably the same. It'll be the same. And, we talked about this Aqua Bounty. I think we made jokes and called it right. Aqua Booty because that was it was Aqua Booty or Aqua Bounty, but...
That's right. We did.
But they genetically engineered this thing. Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is back then when it first came out and people first heard about it with this Aqua Bounty, it was all over the news. Everybody was talking about the Frankenfish. Frankenfish,
right.
Super salmon. This time around, you don't hear people using that type of terminology.
No, it's GE salmon, GE is putting General Electric salmon or something. But
that's
no, it's genetically
right.
engineered.
By GE. Yes.
Yeah, GMOs in your food. Now, the salmon, of course, they're putting genetic, it's not even a gene splicing sequence. It's an engineered sequence of other fish to make this thing grow faster in farmed scenarios. Now, farmed salmon. Atlantic salmon, all Atlantic salmon. If it says Atlantic salmon, it's all farmed. That's just code word for farmed salmon. Not all of them are genetically engineered, but most all of them, unless they have a certified organic label of some kind, are raised in filth. I mean, there's nasty stuff in these salmon, including PCBs and mercury and other things. And we certainly know that wild ocean fish do contain mercury, but they also contain high levels of selenium. At least that counteracts it to some degree. And in the Pacific, the concerns we have, of course, are for ionizing radiation associated with Fukushima now. But to add insult to injury, now it's not bad enough. We got to genetically engineer the salmon so it can grow faster and bring it to market faster so that you can eat it. And the FDA makes the labeling, you guessed it, voluntary. You don't have to tell anybody that you're selling them genetically engineered Frankenfish.
Yeah, well, why would they not want to label that? I'm sure everybody would just rush to the store to buy some genetically modified fish for dinner, right?
Well, I mean, the thing is, they still haven't won that PR campaign because, you know, despite the genetic uniqueness, distinctness, and non-naturalness of it, there are going to be those in the agencies or in the industry that say there's really nothing different about it. In fact, I think we had another clip. Was this also from 2010, or is this a new clip, this Frankenfish clip?
No, this is from our original report back in 2010, and the question that's asked there and the answer, I think, apply just as much today as they did then.
Yeah, give a listen to this, because it'll tell you the mindset of those that say, no, you don't need to label it. In the face of obvious science that says you should, because it ain't the same, they're going to claim otherwise.
How can you say it's indistinguishable, though, when it clearly has a different genetic makeup than an Atlantic salmon?
But it tastes the same, it looks the same, and the biology is exactly the same.
It tastes the same, it looks the same.
We've heard that before.
Right.
We heard that exact same thing said when we were covering the story about the, what was that, meat thing that was going on where it was kind of like meat, and it looks like meat, it tastes like meat, so therefore it must be meat.
Was that Schmeat?
It was the pink slime.
The pink slime, right. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, that was nasty. It's just incredible that they would actually, you know, say, well, it looks the same, it tastes the same, so, you know, basically, it's got to be...
It's fish. It's fish. It's a fish. Come on.
It tastes like fish. It tastes like chicken.
It's like what chicken nuggets. Yeah, it's chicken.
Right. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
Chickens have nuggets, don't they?
Yeah. Can you milk them?
Can you milk those nuggets? No, listen, here's one other thing that needs to be pointed out. Not only are we looking at a genetically modified fish, but do you know what these foreign fish generally are fed most of the time?
Oh, it's not pretty. Go ahead and tell everybody.
GMO corn.
Yeah, on top of it,
they're
GMO grain.
They're feeding corn to the fish.
Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. But then they insist. What do they insist? Once again, that it's basically the same.
But it tastes the same, it looks the same, and the biology is exactly the same.
Let's go to Homer.
No!
Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible. Listen, I don't know how you could say the biology is the same unless you say genetics have nothing to do with biology or genetics are not part of the biology. Because you measure it, you know, they purposefully altered the genetics of this fish. And to say that it's biologically the same and to say the FDA says, well, it's basically the same, there requires no labeling, I mean, that should disqualify the FDA from ever ruling on anything ever again because they're a bunch of dunderheaded idiots if they actually believe this. Otherwise, they're just shills for genetically engineered industry.
You're anti-science, Robert Scott Bell.
Is that anti-science to actually say that what they said is scientifically inaccurate, to say the biology is the same? Of a genetically engineered fish.
There are starving people in this world. We need to have genetically modified fish or they're all going to die.
Oh, yeah. They're sending aqua booty to Africa to feed the starving Africans. No, they're trying to sell it to Americans, to hapless, dunderheaded, doofus Americans that don't know the difference between fish and a...
Now, listen. What's wrong with having just, you know, some GMO salmon with a side of golden rice? Come on.
Ugh, God, man, there's no hope. Not on that front. Hey, look, are we so disconnected from food that we think we can genetically alter it in this way and it doesn't matter? I guess so, because there are millions of Americans who consume pesticide-laden food without blinking and think we're kind of kooky and crazy to try to do more organic food or to grow our own food without pesticides.
You're such a scaremonger because the FDA said that they believe it's generally reasonably possibly safe. Isn't that good enough?
Generally, not for me, my friend, not for me. Maybe for you. Just drink another 10 cups of coffee and call me. Well, you won't sleep.
Yesterday you said it'll save my life. So don't.
I did, but I did mention other things that you weren't supposed to do in concert with it. I had to throw that caveat in there for you. I just want you to stick around a long time.
All right. Okay.
Long time. The Fear and Death Administration, Aqua Booty. It's on the market. What are you going to do? Now, I don't think you should be eating farm salmon unless it's verified, farm verified organic, and there are some forms out there because of what you just said as well. even if it hasn't been genetically engineered, the fact that it's eating genetically engineered foods is problematic long term. Now, long term as well, if we stop this nonsense, I think we could see, in fact, I know we could see a correction. Because, you know, nature abhors the so-called vacuum, and if there's no healthy people, those who survive will find a way, and of course, you'll go back to eating cleaner food, and the genetic integrity would be restored. But it might take two or three generations to do that. And how many people will survive this as we see increases in cancer, increases in autoimmune diseases, increases in immune deficiency and immune collapse disease scenarios? And I'm not even talking about Charlie Sheen here. I mean, we're talking about people that just go about their lives. They work hard. They don't know. They're just eating the food that the FDA says is safe, when it clearly is adding to the toxic burden of the body and not fully nourishing the body in this way. In fact, robbing the body of the minerals that it needs to defend itself because of all of these corruptions that are designed to bring it to market faster, but not enhance nutrition. And you mentioned golden rice, enhancing a synthetic form of vitamin A in an imbalanced way, and that creates a whole heap of problems of its own accord. Again, this is the Michael Crichton scenario, the Jurassic Park scenario, the unintended consequences. Man is so arrogant, he can't see through his own intelligence to say, you know what? I don't think that it makes sense that we can alter animals in this way, much less food in this way. We're not talking about cross-pollinating. We're not talking about selective breeding. We're talking about literally injecting genes from other species into genes from other species, and then having the perception that not a problem. Functionally, it looks the same, it tastes the same, and biologically, it's basically the same. When our institutions or research institutions, our regulators say that, there is no basis for looking to them as experts in anything but being dunderheads. That's your cue, Super Don.
Oh, that was my cue?
That was your cue.
I don't know. You know, I'm reflecting back on an article back in the day when I used to write articles.
Yes.
That I wrote in conjunction with covering this story about the arrogance of man.
Mm-hmm.
We see it all the time. We cover it all the time on this show. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about genetically modified stuff or we're talking about, you know, pharmaceutical drugs or we're talking about, like, the antibiotics issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's just man is going to destroy himself. He's so arrogant and crazy thinking he can reinvent the wheel and make it better.
And the planet and the animals will party on without us. Okay, folks, if you don't want to go extinct, we might have to look at another issue. It's called vaccination and the increasing, let's say, fast-tracking of vaccines targeting who? Targeting what? You will not believe what is going on. Ladies, pay attention.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, ladies, this segment is for you. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are in the show notes. Please say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health freedom and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, you go to the site and you can actually submit your questions or comments, and eventually we get to them on the air. In fact, I'm going to be challenged against Super Don. Thanks a lot. I think I got to get, I don't know if it'll be a record this time, but you have me try to answer four questions in the next segment.
Really?
I mean, the other day we did five.
Grow, right?
I tell you what, though, it's a taxing thing on my brain when because I'm not, like you said, I don't tend to take a lot of notes beforehand, and I'm just pulling it out from my experience as we go. So
we will,
bear with
we
me,
will go rapid
pray for
fire,
me, whatever.
Rapid we'll, fire in the next segment.
We'll try to do that. But this story, we won't be able to do it justice, but the FDA is preparing to fast-track new vaccines targeting pregnant women. Pregnant women. Now, you know, I always ask that question, too. It's like, why do they have to say women after pregnant? Because it's not men. But then I thought about it. It could be pregnant mice. Could be pregnant cats or dogs. No, it's pregnant women. So you kind of have a delineation. They're targeting pregnant human women with this. Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center put in a public commentary on this issue. And, you know, just targeting the FDA over this. Listen to this list. Birth defects, chromosomal damage, premature birth, low birth weight, pregnancy complications, and sudden infant death syndrome, not infectious diseases, are the leading causes of death for about 23,000 infants dying before their first birthday in the United States each year, with half of those deaths occurring on the first day of life. Yet the focal point of the vaccine industrial complex is non-nutrition, not prenatal care, except to care for their prenatal time by injecting them with toxic medicaments that have no place in a syringe that's going to be injected into a woman who's carrying a baby. Just horrific. And so we look at today, and we talked about this in Mississippi, infant mortality, highest in the nation, yet the highest vaccine compliance of any state in the nation, maybe any state in the world, Mississippi. Women getting pregnant and delivering babies in America today have more than twice the risk of dying during pregnancy, childbirth, or within 1 year of giving birth than they did three decades ago. And this is due to heart failure, high blood pressure, and stroke, diabetes, blood clots being among the leading causes of death. This is the first world. This is the United States of America. In the last 30 years, the mortality for women who give birth has gone up significantly, twice the risk. In 2006, CDC officials directed doctors to give all pregnant women a flu shot. In 2011, Tdap every pregnancy. No matter how many times you've been pregnant, how recently, give her another one. And prior to FDA licensure, influenza, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccines were not even tested or proven safe and effective for pregnant women. There are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies showing safety. We don't know if this is mutagenic. I mean, I can make assumptions that are pretty accurate based on what's in the vaccines, but they have not tested them for that. Yet the FDA is falling all over itself to allow new vaccines on the market targeted to women who are carrying babies. Again, another reason why if you look to the Fear and Death Administration as a legitimate authority to determine safety or efficacy, we just covered the Aqua Booty GMO salmon that they say is the same. How are you going to believe them when they tell you a vaccine injected into a mom-to-be is safe for the mom or the baby, considering no double-blind placebo-controlled research studies that show either safety or efficacy? I know it's sort of a rhetorical question, Super Don, but it's just amazing to me that we actually have to talk about this in seriousness.
Yeah, you know, this is a battle that it just keeps going on and on. I don't know how the vaccine agenda is ever going to be squashed. I think eventually it's going to. I'm afraid to speculate as to how, though.
We'll talk to Michael Badnarik.
Pushing.
We'll talk to Michael Badnarik tomorrow about how. Did you know that? He's scheduled. We finally got him scheduled. He says, I'm showing up this time.
I did not know that. You surprised me.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Michael sounded super chipper. Look out, all you tyrannical haters of liberty. Michael Badnarik's joining me on the show tomorrow, along with Dr. Frank King, of course, Healing Revolution each and every Friday. We've got some transformations there, a big announcement about a different kind of Fridays coming up tomorrow as well. All right, I've got to warm up. Hopefully my voice holds out and my brain does too, because we're going to do four questions of the day, if I can fit them in, before we get into a little bit of news about Star Wars. Yeah, everybody likes a little Star Wars story, don't they? Okay, stick with us, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show, or leave a message there at the website. Back with questions of the day after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, you challenged me to do a lot of answering this segment, Super Don. So let me take a deep breath.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
By the way, that was not me inhaling cannabis fumes. I was just taking a deep breath. to answer the questions of the day that are coming through fast and furious here at robertscottbell.com. First one up is coming from Natalia. Actually, Natalie. I love that word, the version of Natalie, Natalia. She says, thank you. What was revealed in your book, Unlock the Power to Heal, is what I have known for years. I've shared much of the information with friends and family, and some thought I had lost my mind. It is in print now, thanks to you. And I should say, and Ty Bollinger, too. Looking at the statistics on diseases and illnesses alone, red flags kept going up as to what was causing this. The very first book I read was The Maker's Diet about 7 years ago and started my own research. I am a retired registered nurse, and even with that, no one wanted to hear what information I discovered. Brainwashed. Where is the best place, this is our question now, to buy multivitamin supplements and healthy meal planners? My husband and I both are in great health, eat well, excellent weight to height ratio, and exercise regularly. Never been on a diet to lose weight or for anything else. We are both seniors and feel very blessed. Thank you, Natalie. What am I supposed to tell Natalie? You want to know what you need to do? Keep doing what you're doing. It sounds like you're doing great.
You're kidding, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're really that all that well. Now, we talk about vitamin supplements, but we do talk about the necessity to make sure that you're choosing 100% whole food vitamin supplements, or else the synthetics, although there is a place, like we've talked with Dr. Bitar about, the synthetic amino acids, if you will, going in intravenously to really in crisis to remove heavy metals. But for the most part, your diet consists of food. It should be food. So Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, the best place to get the nutrients we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-424-1077. Our good buddy Mike Adams has a lot at the Natural News Store that is really whole food as well, so you can check that out. That's easy to find as well. And, of course, all the supplements we talk about here pretty much are botanicals, food in some way, shape, or form. But it sounds like you're doing great. As far as healthy meal planners, I don't know what to tell you there. I mean, our good friend, who's the girl that says, ooh, Robert, she has the Earth Diet? You know our friend. I'm challenging you, Super Don, with your brain.
You know, and now you just made me draw a blank because you couldn't remember. Yeah, it's doggone it. Hold on. It is...
The Earth Diet it by, is, come on, our Aussie friend.
Hold on, Liana Werner Gray.
Liana, that's right. And she's got a fun book. It's filled with all kinds of ideas, and it's like that's not the only one. There are many people. I think Ty Bollinger's wife, Charlene's coming out with a book as well on recipes, which is awesome. So there are a number of ways to go about it. We actually put together yesterday, I think it was Dr. David Jockers, had put on a discussion about a cancer cleanse program. You can plug into that. Link up to that in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, Natalia. So there's a lot of good ways to go here. All right, here's the second question. Jeffrey is asking, he says, hello, Ms. Bell. I heard you on Caravan to Midnight. See, last week I was on with J.B. Wells. We got to get J.B. Wells. Have we had him on? We've had him on the show, haven't we, or not? Am I thinking?
I'm trying to remember. Yes, we had him on.
I thought we had him on once.
An episode of Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger.
That's right, yeah. I'd like to get J.D. Wells back on, John. He's great. And so I talked about chromium to eliminate type 2 diabetes. This question comes in anytime I go to a new forum and mention chromium. They go, well, what form? Because you said whole food form. I said, yeah, a whole food form. It's not chromium picolinate, polynicotinate, or chromium chloride. It's a whole food form of GTF chromium. And we get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. 100 micrograms three times a day typically is sufficient. 100 micrograms three times a day over the span of weeks to months, reversal of type 2 diabetes is inevitable because it is inevitably a deficiency of that particular mineral. Now, moving on from there, and by the way, this is in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, as well. This is from Mark Dillinger. I have a friend who is around 35 years old. She suddenly had a heart condition, or has a heart condition. She went to the hospital, and they gave her a diagnosis of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction factor of 15 to 20%. She has an inflamed heart, and they are threatening to give her a pacemaker. They are trying to get the heart inflammation down. They say they think it may be viral, so I told her to start taking silver just in case. I want her to drink as much fresh organic juice as possible so her body has concentrated fuel to use while she is trying to heal. They told her she can't drink much water also, for some reason. I'll tell you that reason. They're worried about edema and the swelling that's going on. It's with congestive heart failure, you have that, the fluid imbalance. What is this and what we do to get her out of this emergency? Thank you. Thanks, man. You rock. And Don. He mentions you.
Hey.
Don. And Don. Mark, yeah, you're dealing with congestive heart failure potentially here. And the, well, let me see, nature's medicine or God's medicine for heart failure is hawthorn berry. The hawthorn berry syrup we get from Dr. Christopher's. I believe that Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com has it as well. An ejection fraction, the heart is weak, it's not pumping, it's not doing its job efficiently. There are many reasons that this could be happening, not the least of which is, you know, putting everybody on a statin drug and destroying coenzyme Q10 stores in the body so that mitochondrial function begins to collapse. And, you know, the heart needs more energy than any other muscle in the body because it never, never takes a break. If it does, that's called death. And we don't want that. So chromium is also very important here, as well as selenium. They're both very heart-protective nutrients. And, of course, silicon, which is the connective tissue integrity, which includes vascular integrity. Connective tissue holds everything together, including the heart and the circulatory system. So this would be very important. Now, having said all of this, modern medicine can keep you alive when you shouldn't be alive. They can do that. I mean, they can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I mean, long-term viability, not optimal, as I know, but I recognize that when you're in a state of a cardiac crisis and you have a heart attack. I mean, my good friend, who's going to be on tomorrow, Michael Bednarik, suffered through this. And he's been bouncing between holistic and allopathic medicine to stay alive. And so I don't criticize people that are seeking out emergency care for these situations because it is life-threatening. So anything that I say, take it with a grain of sea salt or ancient rock crystal mineral salt, because the minerals are critical for the balancing of the fluid within the body. Salt deficiency can be as dangerous as an excessive salt intake, but most of the excessive salt intake has to do with the wrong kind of salt, that which is refined into crack powder or crack crystals, and they call that table salt. It's only sodium and chloride. Maybe they throw some potassium iodide in there for good measure, but it's the wrong form of iodine anyway. And so all of these things work to play out an important role, and the very act of dehydration, chronic low-level dehydration, can create this scenario, but of course they're frightening her not to drink water because of the edema associated perhaps with poor kidney function, which is preceded by what? Poor liver function. It all starts with liver, then kidneys, and then out from there, lymph, everything else. So healing the liver has to do with selenium, has to do with all levels of detoxification we can afford to do, and that includes the fulvic acid, the digestive detox formula from Dr. Daniel Newsom. Also, there's a lymph drainage remedy that's excellent from our friends at Carnivora. Do I still have a little bit of time? I still got a couple of, maybe one. Well, I think I'm making
good progress. Keep going.
No, I don't get a chance to breathe here. Thanks a lot, man. It's not good. All right. Deep breath. This one's from Lisa. Hi, Robert. After learning about homeopathy through The Truth About Cancer, I came across a homeopathic flu vaccine alternative called Influenzinum 9C. That's the designation of the potency or attenuation, 9C. That's a 100-fold stage of dilution done 9 times, shaken between each step, not stirred. Shaken, not stirred. Thank you, James Bond. I'm finding it difficult to get a lot of info on this alternative, she says. I've been told by a local chiropractor it is safe for my 2- and 5-year-old kids as well as for myself to take. I'm almost 12 weeks pregnant. I was hoping you could confirm this recommendation as well. We were told to take 1 time a week over a 10-week period, skipping weeks 7, 8, 9, and then finishing off on week 10. Most of what I found in my research indicates that people use Influenzinum at the onset of flu-like symptoms, but this is not how I've been directed to use it. Any help or advice would be greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance for your time. So what Lisa is asking about is what? Homeoprophylaxis. And I'm so glad the question's being asked. I don't recall, did I even talk about homeoprophylaxis on a Global Quest? I just don't remember. Of course, I did talk homeopathy. But homeoprophylaxis is awesome. Instead of taking a flu shot, you take the influenza homeopathic form, or NOZO. And there is a comprehensive formula that is from King Bio that covers all of the strains, including the current ones that are going around. And that could be done in conjunction with or on its own. And the way that your chiropractor told you to take it is just fine. I have no problem with that. I mean, you could even take it daily at 9C. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But the way it's being taken here is preventive, prophylaxis. In other words, you're not waiting around for the first signs of flu or that you know it's definitely going around. You're looking to alert your immune system to be ready should you come in contact with it. And this is a way you can actually target women who are pregnant for protection during flu season without damaging them or the developing baby by utilizing homeoprophylaxis. And that's the flu nozode, in this case a 9C. You can use a 10X, you can use a 12X, you can use a 15X, a 15C, a 12C, a 30C. I don't care what potency it is, as much as I care that you get the right remedy that comprehensively, safely sensitizes and alerts your immune system. So, in this case, I have no problem with it being 12 weeks pregnant. I have no problem with it using it for your kids at 2 and 5 years old. I have utilized it and other nozos with my family members, myself, my wife, and my kids included. And one day we'll wake up and realize we do have an alternative to vaccination because vaccines don't work. They're very dangerous, and all they achieve is suppression of expression of the disease. They don't strengthen your immune system, and they certainly don't give lifelong immunity to anything. Go look Dr. Tatiana Ovukanich. I believe that's how you say her name, if I'm not mistaken. She's an immunologist, and she's written about this, PhD immunologist about this. All right, we got lots more healing to go, but only one more segment to do it in, so let's do a little Star Wars, shall we? How is the Star Wars universe intersecting with the terrorism universe? That's the question. We'll answer it after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735 or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, news, my friends. This could be pretty scary. Al-Qaeda symbols, logos have been popping up all over the internet and all over theaters across the world. Wait a second, is that an Al-Qaeda symbol, or is it the symbol for the Rebel Alliance? Well, a news reporter from a Spanish-language television station mistakenly suggested a logo from the Star Wars films is, in fact, an Al-Qaeda logo. Did you see this? The picture of the Rebel Alliance is now aligned with Al-Qaeda. That's not right.
Now, listen, you got to admit, okay, with all of the symbols that you've seen out there for these terrorist groups and stuff like that, there is a similarity. I won't completely knock this guy for mistaking it because I've seen some very similar to it. It can easily pass as being something like that.
Yeah, I mean, he was, I guess he's a little embarrassed, but this logo popped up behind him on the screen as he's talking about Al-Qaeda and, you know, talking about the, you know, dangerous terrorist movements and everything. This is out of Spain. And the guy's name, this journalist, is named Jota Abril. This guy should be in Star Wars. They should have a character named Jota. I mean, that sounds like George Lucas came up with his name.
He's, yes, the famous bounty hunter, Jota Fett.
Jota Fett, Boba's cousin. It is interesting, though, how this may have come about. You have interns doing research. Hey, find me a logo. We need it for this news story, right? And they'll go out and search a logo. Little did we know that that symbol somehow, and I wonder how George Lucas would let this or Disney would let this happen,
but that symbol is being used by a record label called Al-Qaeda, Inc. I mean, they basically named a record label after Al-Qaeda. What kind of music is that? Arabic hip-hop? I don't know. What kind of music would that be?
Well, and the question is, why would Al-Qaeda, Inc., apparently a record label, use the Star Wars logo for their company? I don't know.
I'm just asking how they would be allowed. Maybe George Lucas would sue, or now Disney would sue. That's kind of weird. But there was
George Lucas want to sue somebody called Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, that could be scary. You're right. Super Don, there was also earlier in the year a story we covered. There was some kind of parade that was a marching in the parade, and news. And this is in America, I think, they covered this and said, oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda is in this parade.
Oh,
you remember this?
This was a great story. There was a reporter that was calling in live from this parade.
Super Don, I'm losing you right at the end of the show. I'm losing your audio, but I remember this.
It was going on saying, you know, I noticed that ISIS is walking in the parade and nobody has noticed, and I can't believe that nobody said anything.
Well, wasn't it like a gay pride parade? It was kind of a weird one where you're thinking, why would ISIS be in a gay pride parade, because they don't typically like gay people. And it turned out that it was a banner with all kinds of sex toys on it. All these different shaped sex toys, and people were going,
yeah,
that looks like the ISIS symbolism. So yeah, people really screw this up.
Oops.
They really do. Yeah, oops, that was a big oops. By the way, I guess we don't really do many surveys, but this is a good survey. We'll ask everybody. Maybe you have an opinion on this. What is currently the greatest threat to galactic peace? The greatest threat to galactic peace. And, you know, I'd say we're serious. I know what Jonathan Ebord would say. We covered it intensely in the first hour here as we were rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. But what is the currently the greatest threat to galactic peace? It's a multiple choice question. Is it A, the Empire, B, the Rebel Alliance, C, Al-Qaeda, D, ISIS, or E, a news researcher on a tight deadline, particularly an intern?
I was going to select E, Neil Diamond's next album.
Oh, no, that's not right. That's just mean. So after I did that, you put me up to doing four questions of the day in one segment, and then you throw that, and you got to take on Neil Diamond. Really? Really?
He does resemble Chewbacca in some ways.
He's got a big hairy chest. That's right. The Neil Diamond Chewbacca chest. That's very funny. All right, folks, we've done it. Another fine, let's say, foray into broadcast healing. Health, freedom, healing, liberty. Tomorrow, a healing revolution. We have Michael Bednarik scheduled. And you, join us again, won't you, on GCN, on Talk Network, and all around the world, including UK Health Radio. Tell your friends, robertscottbell.com. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.